When website performance is great, it's invisible and everything feels frictionless. But when performance is impacted, it hits the overall experience hard. With that in mind, we all know that Lightning Experience has had some areas of opportunity for improvement. We extend a big thank you to all of you who shared your thoughts and feelings about Lightning Experience performance and idea exchange. We have read each of your comments, and you've motivated us to try something new. In this post, we'd like to give you a closer look into the current state of Lightning Experience performance. We'll share hard data, discuss our current areas of investment, and outline the next steps on this journey. After all, we want Lightning Experience to have lightning speed as much as you do. What's going on behind Lightning Experience? So what happens after a user types a URL into the browser navigation bar and presses enter? Let's take a look. We'll start by laying out the key steps that must occur to produce a Lightning Experience page. This is an optional Lightning Experience 101 overview, by the way. If you feel you won't learn anything new, feel free to skip this section and jump to the next one. While breaking apart the overall flow, it's important to note that Lightning Experience is an SPA, single-page web application. It uses client-side rendering of Aura and LWC components, as opposed to Salesforce Classic, which uses server-side rendering and Visual Force components. Keeping that in mind, here's what the client browser does when a user initiates navigation. A diagram that shows sequence of action that happen as user navigates to Lightning Experience page, steps are listed right after the image. And here are some more details on the steps required to produce Lightning Experience page as presented in the diagram above. 1. Establish initial connection to a Salesforce data center. 2. Download initial HTML, CSS, and JavaScript with the core framework and the most common Aura and LWC components. 3. Use client-side rendering to build the application Chrome, initial layout, and remove the loading screen. 4. Download additional code and components specific to the page. 5. Request data to display in the components while enforcing access and security. 6. Start progressively rendering the app page as more data arrives, and wait for further user input. After the initial navigation, one of the following is most likely to happen. The diagram that highlights the difference between full and soft navigation. Full navigation includes steps 1 to 6 from the list above, and the soft navigation is steps 3 to 6 from the same list. As noted in the diagram above, the user can likely do one of the following. Perform an action that requires full navigation, repeating steps 2 to 6 above, for example, switch applications in the app launcher. Click somewhere on the app page to initiate soft navigation, repeating steps 3 to 6 above, for example, navigate to a record. Abandon the app, for example, close the tab. And that's it. Measuring Lightning Experience performance. As you might know, Salesforce uses a metric called Experienced Page Time, EPT, which measures the time it takes for a page to load entirely. This graphic gives an idea of what EPT measures. A diagram that shows which steps of Lightning Experience page construction are measured as part of EPT, steps 3 to 6 from the list of steps to construct Lightning Experience page above. To track the performance of Lightning Experience across Salesforce, we use a dashboard to aggregate production metrics from all Lightning Experience page views. As of the last publicly available release, our globally measured P50, median, EPT is reported as 1.0 seconds. According to the HTTP archive, average page loading metrics fall in the range of 2 to 7 seconds. If Lightning Experience loads pages in 1 second, several times faster than average, then why does it need to get even faster? When we started questioning our assumptions, we realized that we needed to take a user-centric point of view and start looking at the data that better reflects user perception of page load time. In order to do that, we looked at the data previously not reported as part of EPT. All the work required for full navigations, basically, the page load time as perceived by the end user when they start Lightning Experience. Page load data coming from problematic navigations that took longer than a certain threshold that was previously excluded. Additionally, we've been taking a more detailed look at segmentation to focus on the more problematic segments, not just the averages. Desktop versus mobile users. Amount of customization and implementation complexity. Last, but not least, we're enhancing the data itself. In addition to looking at P50 data, at least 50% of navigations would be slower than that value. We're now tracking P75 data, at least 25% of navigations would be slower than that value, to better reflect worse experiences. Greater than once those changes were implemented on the performance dashboards, we saw that the Lightning Experience page load duration for full navigations would be a P50 of about 4 seconds and P75 of about 7 seconds. This gets even worse for organizations with complex implementations reaching P75 of more than 10 seconds in some cases. Ouch! Every solution starts with understanding and internalizing the problem. This data discovery exercise confirmed the urgency of improving Lightning Experience page loading performance for our users. Improving Lightning Experience performance. Seeing the problem clearly, and empowered by your feedback, we've put together a concrete plan for improvement over the next few releases. To be clear, we're focused on deep engineering investigations, profiling, and prototyping multiple options right now. As we discover new information, we might change some plans in order to get to our overall goals more efficiently. The list below represents our current thinking and focus, not necessarily the committed and detailed work. We consider it vital that these improvements be as widespread as possible. As such, we are prioritizing solutions that will elevate the platform for most of our customers. More specific use cases might see additional improvement later. For now, we're targeting improvements that should have a significant impact on the majority of users. Our current plan of improvement covers the following key investments. 1. Improve connectivity with better CDN utilization for core framework resources and enabling CDN for more users. See more details in our blog post. 2. Reduce the payload size of the initial core framework, components, and styles. In addition to lowering the amount of data transferred, this should have a positive impact on the client devices if there is less code to compile and fewer styles to cascade. 3. Enable prioritization of resource fetches to get initially visible content faster. 4. Improve code cacheability. 5. Reduce client-server chattiness for faster page loads and interactions. 6. Continue our investment into components. 1. Support dynamic forms on additional entities. 2. Make dynamic forms default for new orgs. 3. Convert top 5 most used ORA entities to LWC. Here is how the improvements from the list above would benefit Lightning Experience page construction steps. A diagram that shows how each improvement in the list above the image maps to the steps required to construct the Lightning Experience page. Establish connection, 1. Get the core framework, 2. Get common components, 2, 3, 4. Render initial page, 3, 6. Get additional code, components, 4, 5. Get data, 4, 5, 6. Present complete page, 6. Conclusion. We're excited to embark on this journey together with you, and today's post is the start of a series focused on Lightning Experience performance, where we'll go deeper into individual topics and improvements. In addition to keeping you informed about our progress, we'll be sharing tips and tricks on the improvements you can achieve today. For example, upgrading to the latest components improvements like dynamic forms that might bring page load time improvements up to 10%. Please stay tuned. Meanwhile, don't hesitate to contact us with your thoughts and feedback. About the authors. Bogdan Brinza, he/him, is a senior director of product managing the Lightning platform team. He leads the web platform teams that enable Lightning Experience and is passionate about tuning web experiences to be faster. Follow him on GitHub at Boggy Digital. Pierre-Marie Dardis, he/him, works as a software engineering architect at Salesforce as part of the LWC core team. He focuses mainly on JavaScript framework and UI performance. Follow him on Twitter at Pundardis and on GitHub at Pundardis.